I want to thank the great folks at Magazine Pizza for feeding our Sports Talk crew on game day. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine, dine-in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. I can't say the word salad. That should tell you a lot. MagazinePizza.com. And don't forget, Tiger fans, get ready for the Battle of the Golden Boot. LSU and the Razorbacks tomorrow in Arkansas. Our coverage here on WWL begins at 2 o'clock with Mike Dettillier and Herb Tyler for the Gulf Coast Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, live from Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge, presented by MAP Construction. It's always great with Mike and Herb. Acme has 16 surround sound TVs, great drink specials, plus life's just more fun with seafood. Catch LSU pregame at 4, kickoff with Chris Blair and Jacob Hester at 6 p.m. Tigers against the Razorbacks. 10 hours of exciting LSU football tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock right here on WWL and the free Odyssey app. So, and it's football weather now. Now it's football weather. It's beautiful out there. I'm looking forward to it. Who's Ole Miss got this week? Are they off? What do they got?
They need to be off. Off.
Oh, they are off. So we'll see. We'll talk more about LSU. We have Roman Harper coming up at 5:20, but we'll spend most of this first hour just kind of talking about the Saints. Five straight losses. Ironically, the last coach to have five straight losses was Sean Payton, and that was in 2021, and now it's Dennis Allen. And health-wise, we won't know really. You know, Salivary was hurt. I mean, there were a few others.
Salivary, basically, he's week to week.
Yeah.
They're not expecting Marshawn to be out long. So I don't know if you would consider that day-to-day or a week-to-week situation. And obviously, we just talked about Paulson. You probably will start to get a few guys back. The injured guys. So he's giving the players off this weekend. The injured guys, if you're injured, then obviously you have to stay here and rehab. He talked about Derek Carr starting to throw a little bit. And so he will kind of ramp up to see where he is, to see if he can go against the Chargers. And if not, you know, possibly against Carolina, you'll see that. And the other player is probably Taysom Hill, who's been a couple weeks as well. And then, you know, you were limited, then doubtful. So hopefully with the, you know, 10 days or so, he's well and he's able to go. And the other one would probably be Cesar Ruiz. With his knee as well, and he had the knee sleeve on, and so you know you're probably trying to prevent some type of swelling in that knee, and then the other would be Lucas Patrick. So you should get Lucas Patrick back. He was available, but probably on emergency basis because you put Kyle Hurgo in.
Right. Even when Salivary went out, you didn't put him in.
So. No, you didn't. And so he was probably available on emergency basis. So if you can get those two back, and the other one was Eric McCoy. Eric is not close yet, but I have seen Eric around the facility walking. You know, he was at the game, obviously.
That was Philly, right? Week three?
Yes.
Philly. First series, week three, so 4, 5, 6, 7. So, he's got to be getting closer.
Yeah, he's getting close.
Yeah.
He's getting close to being able to return, but I don't know if you get him back for the Chargers game.
Right.
And the other one would probably be Will Harris, your safety, and I think he went on IR. He may need another game before he can come off of IR, but he's going to be starting to get close for you as well. And then Chris Olave, you know, his will be depending on, obviously, the concussion protocol, being able to pass it and come out of it. And so for him, he would obviously be another critical piece that you very much need.
Let's take a couple of calls. People have been waiting and holding. We appreciate that. Aaron in Morgan City. Aaron, welcome to the show. You're on with Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas.
Well, I just want to say, man, I wish Deuce McAllister was still on this team. I remember that time a long time ago this guy had, I think you had like 8 or 9 games in a row with 100-yard rushing. And I just don't see the heart that a Deuce McAllister had when he was toting that rock. Sometimes you didn't have the line, man. But I tell you what, that other defense that was trying to tackle you, they knew Deuce McAllister was there. So many times I see the carriers, except for Taysom Hill, And poor Kamara, he has no help, man. So I would like the Saints to rally around Kamara and say, all right, guys, we're not doing that well. But I tell you what, when they read the stat line, they're going to have that fleur de lis because Alvin Kamara will be having the touches he needs to get 1,000 yards receiving and 1,000 yards rushing, because we're going to put the Saints on the map because of old Deuce McAllister back in the day used to run it hard. Get your pants on, Deuce. They need you, man. They need you, man.
Aaron, I love it. I love it. By the way, you're right. It was 9 games. It's a franchise record, 9-game streak with 100-plus rushing yards.
Aaron, I love you, my friend, but we can't live there anymore. here's what I do say. The game is different, and I don't question a player's heart. You know, we can say that, oh, he's not emotional enough, but some guys, that's not who they are. Some guys wear their emotion on their sleeves, and some are, hey, watch my work. But here's the thing that I will say. There's a saying in football, the eye in the sky does not lie. So my only question to those guys, are you pleased with what you're putting on film? And that's not for me to answer. That's a personal question. That's an individual question that you have to answer. Because at the end of the day, whether it's Kubiak, whether it's Coach Allen, whomever, whether it's Coach Darren Rizzi, guess what they're going to do? They're going to turn on the film. And if the film, if you can't answer for the film, for how you're performing, then it's hard to argue with anything else. Now, we can talk about, oh, well, it didn't work because of this, or, you know, this guy missed this, or this guy. Look at your individual self. And you, it's grading it for yourself. Any player will tell you, and if he won't tell you, his coach will tell you, you are trying to play the perfect game. Guess what? It is impossible. But if you aren't chasing the perfect game, you are cheating yourself. Perfect game from everything, from steps, distance, alignment, assignment, effort. Did I make the tackle? Did I hit the hole? Timing. Perfect. Grade it yourself.
You see the film. You don't need to have the coaches tell you.
Grade it yourself.
You get the all 22.
They get better than all 22. I mean, but grade it yourself.
Yeah.
And so just from that aspect, and that's really just holding yourself accountable. That's just really holding yourself accountable. And so for me, I can give you my opinion. And sometimes we know this, Mike. I can tell you exactly how that play was supposed to go. I hadn't been in the meeting rooms to understand the name, the call, but I can see steps. I can see steps. I can see design. And I may miss the name. Oh, you know, that used to be Spider. Well, guess what? I can tell gap protection. That's still the same. Well, how do you know? Look at the steps of the offensive lineman. Tell me what the back did. How many steps did the quarterback take? It's quick game. Was he 3? Was he 5? Was he 7? I mean, that's football. Defensively, where's the nose? Is it a 7? A wide 9? Where's he at? Where's the linebacker? Where's the safety filling? Is it quarters? 2-man? I mean, that's knowing football. So I can start to put the puzzle together fairly quick. But the one thing that the player has to be accountable for is his effort. And if he's not accountable for that, what are we doing?